From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump will be holding a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lindsay Walters is the deputy White House spokesperson.
The president is pursuing this meeting in the interest of America's national security to determine whether Russia is willing to make progress in our relationship. The president hopes that the meeting can help reduce tensions and lead to constructive engagement that improves peace and security around the world.
Summit is set for July 16th in Helsinki. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis met with Japanese counterpart today in Tokyo to ease Japan's concerns about U.S. commitment to the region amid the ongoing denuclearization negotiations with North Korea. Japanese defense minister said the U.S. and Japan have to work together to undo, in his words, all of the North Korea's weapons of mass destruction, including biological and chemical weapons and ballistic missiles of all ranges. Both Japan and South Korea feel threatened by Pyongyang's nuclear tests. European Union leaders reached a deal early today on migration. It will establish reception centers for migrants and asylum seekers in EU member states that volunteer to have them. Catherine Field, a Paris-based reporter.
These are areas such as controlled centers on EU territory, for example, they could be in Italy, Malta, and Spain, where new arrivals, migrants, would go and have their papers checked. Now, the problem with this is that, yes, some of these governments have said that could possibly work, but others, particularly NGOs, have said, well, be careful here, because we're not even sure that this will be legal.
Out of the summit also were the migrant influx is down 96% from its peak. This is VOA News. President Trump's wife, Melania, has returned to the U.S. border with Mexico, her second visit in a week, to get a firsthand look at conditions surrounding the detention of thousands of migrants who have illegally entered the country, including children separated from their parents. Upon arrival at an airbase in the border state of Arizona, that is, she engaged in a roundtable discussion with border and immigration officials.
I'm looking forward for our discussion and to tour the facility. And I'm here to support you and give my help, whatever I can, for behalf of children and the families.
Trump administration confronting an immigration crisis, the result of his zero-tolerance policy aimed at apprehending anyone who illegally crosses the Mexican border into the U.S. For weeks, people have been protesting the Trump policy. In Guatemala City, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told the leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador they must do more to stop the flow of illegal migrants who enter the U.S.
The numbers are staggering. Since the start of this year, more than 150,000 Guatemalans, Hondurans, and Salvadorans have left their homes and made the often dangerous journey to the southern border of the United States and sought to enter our nation illegally.
Pence made the comments where economic struggles and violent crimes have pushed people to try to sneak into the U.S. in hopes of finding better lives. Authorities say the gunman who opened fire inside a local newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, not far from Washington, killing five staffers, had a grudge against the paper and some of its reporters. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
Federal authorities have named the shooting suspect as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Maryland. In 2012, he had sued the paper and individual journalists for defamation and waged a campaign against them on social media. He's alleged to have shot his way into their newsroom with a weapon and smoke grenades.
He looked for his victims.
Anne Arundel County Acting Police Chief Bill Cramp.
We're deeply saddened that a person had to take this into his own hands, and this is a result.
Among the dead, Rob Hyacin, the brother of Miami columnist and novelist Carl Hyacin, who says he is heartsick. I'm Jackie Quinn.
One more U.S. embassy employee in Cuba has been affected by mysterious health incidents. Latest case brings to 26 the number of Americans affected there in Cuba. Also, a U.S. employee at a consulate in China reporting similar symptoms. Indonesian tourist island Bali closing its international airport today, stranding thousands of travelers as a volcano continues to gush, 2,500-meter column of ash and smoke. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.